Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the morning news. The populist wave has not swept through the Netherlands. According to results which are still provisional, the Liberals supporting the Prime Minister Mark Rutte are largely leading the polls of the legislative elections in the country. The Populist Party, on the other hand, comes in second, ex-aequo with two other parties. In France, François Fillon imagines himself as a scarred fighter. That's at least what he has said last night in a meeting in the Vaucluse. This was his first trip following his indictment on Tuesday. And on the left, Benoît Hamon will officially unveil his program this morning in Paris. We already know the essential measures, although the socialist candidate has made some changes since his victory in the primary. After Calais, Bruno Leroux wants to take care of the migrant camp in Grande Synthe in the north. The Minister of the Interior yesterday told the Senate that he intended to dismantle it as soon as possible, in reason, according to him, of the unacceptable behaviors on site. Site that nevertheless is intended for humanitarian relief. The mayor of Grande Synthe assured last night he had not been informed of a dismantling of the camp of migrants and opposes it firmly. A meeting that has not lasted very long. The discussion between the Uber platform and VTC drivers was not a success. The negotiations discussed the rates applied by the application, deemed insufficient by the drivers. The giant of the sector has refused to honor the demands of the drivers without proposing any alternative. Several trade union representatives have deplored. They now appeal to the state to defend their profession. And for two for Donald Trump, a federal judge in Hawaii has blocked for the entire United States the new version of Donald Trump's anti-immigration decree. This blockage constitutes a new humiliation for the American president on the most controversial measure of his presidency. Donald Trump warned that he would go to the Supreme Court to validate this decree. And then in soccer, after the disaster for the PSG against Barca, Monaco qualified for the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Last night, the red and white team faced Manchester City in the second leg of the round of 16. After being beaten in first leg 5-3, the Monegas have played a beautiful game and won 3-1 against the English. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.